106.1 KISS FM, your music, your station. It's Ryan O'Brien, joined on the phone by a legend in the professional wrestling world, Jerry the King Lawler. How are you, sir?
Ryan O'Brien, a legend in the radio world.
Yeah,
I'm great.
Well,
how are you?
I'm doing very well.
I think we're both legends in our own minds.
In our own heads, that is correct. Big show coming up for you up here in Evansville at the Coliseum next Wednesday night, Legends of Wrestling, where you are in the main event facing a guy that you have a long, long history with, somewhat 30, 35-year history with Superstar
man,
Bill Dundee.
I'm telling you, we go way, way back. What was the cartoon you used to have, the Wayback Machine? You're too young for that.
No,
but anyway.
I remember that one. The Wayback Machine was... it was on Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
It was the dog and the kid, Sherman and the dog, whatever the dog's name
Sherman
was.
Sherman and the professor. What was it? Was he a professor?
It might have been just the professor.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might be right. So.
Well, anyway, we're going to take a trip in the Wayback Machine this coming Wednesday night up there in Evansville, Indiana. Bill Superstar Dundee versus Jerry the King Lawler one more time in the Evansville Coliseum. And I got to tell you, man, I have some of the fondest memories of my entire career, and it's been a long one, almost 40 years. Some of the fondest memories were right there in Evansville, Indiana. Evansville, Indiana, one of the few places I got to wrestle Andre the Giant.
Really?
I mean, you know, just right there. And so many matches against all kinds of superstars there. Jackie Fargo, Tojo Yamamoto, and coming on up through the years, Stone Cold Steve Austin. I mean, before he was, when he was stunning Steve Austin.
Right. I remember those days.
Yeah, I mean, just every superstar you can think of. Remember when I wrestled the, Mean Mark Calloway?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, before he was the Undertaker.
That's it. I knew the name sounded familiar.
Jerry the King Lawler in Evansville, Indiana. So,
right.
You know, but probably the guy I had the most matches with as a partner and against as an opponent was Bill Superstar Dundee. So one more time this Wednesday night, we're going to butt heads, Bill and I. And, you know, if you listen to Dundee, he'll probably claim that out of the maybe 400 or 500 matches we've had against each other, that it's either even or he has the upper hand. But the truth of the matter is, trust me, the scale is way, way in my favor. And this is one last time I'm going to prove the point to Bill. I hate to rain on his parade when he comes back to Evansville, but unfortunately, I'm going to hang another big L in his loss column. And it's going to be our final confrontation, and I'm going to go out a winner, unfortunately, for Bill. But it's going to be a great night. I'm looking forward to seeing some of the best wrestling fans that ever existed right there in Evansville. Every single week, you know, it was a regular Wednesday night stop for us. And, man, we got to know so many of the people there, and I'm looking forward to being back and seeing so many of them. And it's going to be a big night. It's going to be like old school, good old days, once again.
Well, you know, and you mentioned not only that with you and Bill Dundee in the main event, but you've got a great card lined up for that night on top of that. Brian Christopher's in on this. Bushwhacker Luke is in there as well. Rattle off a few of the others that will be there that night if you know them off the top of your head.
Well, I know some of it's going to be like the Geritol for Lunch bunch. It's gonna be, some of these guys, I'm sure, are going to have to dust off their boots and knock the cobwebs off their wrestling gear. But Ricky Morton from the Rock and Roll Express is going to be there. PG-13 is going to be there. Beautiful Bobby Eaton is going to be there. As you mentioned, Luke, the Bushwhackers. All sorts of guys that the people will remember from the classic era of wrestling are going to be right back there in Evansville, and plus a lot of other new up-and-coming stars. It's just going to be a huge night. I'm really, really looking forward to it.
We are talking to Jerry the King Lawler, the one and only. He will be here in the main event against Superstar Bill Dundee next Wednesday night at the Evansville Coliseum, the Legends of Wrestling show. You know, you mentioned you've been in this business for, what did you say, about 40 years at this point in time?
Man, you know what? I had my first match in 1971, so yep.
You're becoming almost like, without all the drama, like the Brett Favre of professional wrestling.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying, when is this guy ever going to retire? I get asked that almost on a weekly basis, and I say, you know, when they stop paying me, that's when I'll look around and say, hey, I think I'm retired.
Well, and you know, obviously you've probably dealt with a rash of injuries over your career, but, you know, how have you kept yourself in good enough shape to keep doing this night after night?
Well, you know what? In actuality, that's probably the reason I have been able to hang around so long. I've been very, very fortunate in the fact that I've remained pretty much injury free. The worst injury I ever had throughout my career was I got from playing tackle football back in the 80s when Jerry Calhoun broke my leg, and I did miss a year of action with that. But as far as wrestling injuries, you know, I've just been real fortunate, knock on wood, that I've been able to escape those pretty much, and that's probably the main reason for my longevity. I don't know. There's many guys that have been around and still getting in the ring. I mean, you know, I just wrestled on Monday Night Raw a few weeks ago for the WWE Heavyweight Championship.
That's right.
That idiot Michael Cole, I'd probably be the WWE champion right now.
Yeah, that's right. I forget that you're also involved very heavily with the WWE, and if I'm not mistaken, a member of the Hall of Fame there, correct?
WWE Hall of Fame. I just signed last week a new 3-year contract with those guys. I've been with them for 17 years.
Wow.
A few weeks ago, I'd gone for all those years without even missing a Monday night. So it's been a long, good run there with the WWE, and who knows what's to come there. I'm the only thing that I really have never accomplished is in all those years I've never wrestled at WrestleMania.
Really?
So I know. I told that to Vince McMahon 4 years ago, and he said, "Really?" I said, "Right." You know, this is back in 2007.
Right.
They wanted to put me in the Hall of Fame, and I said, "No, I don't want to go in." And he said, "What do you mean you don't want to go in?" I said, "Well, Vince, what have I done?" I said, "You know, I've been here all these years. I've never even wrestled in a WrestleMania." And he was like shocked. He said, "What?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, that's a travesty. We'll fix that this year." Of course, that was 2007. Then that went by, and then 2008 went by, 2009, 10. So I'm still waiting.
Well, hopefully your day's coming. Jerry the King Lawler, thank you for taking so much time with us today. We'll see you down next Wednesday night.
Wednesday night, man.
Evansville Coliseum. Excuse me. You're in the main event against superstar Bill Dundee one last time in a historic feud that has been going on with you guys 35 years now. Tickets for the show are available at the door, night of the show. We've also got a chance to win some tickets coming up here in just a bit. Jerry, appreciate your time. Thank you.
Ryan, thank you. I hope you're there at ringside, because if Dundee tries to hit me with his walker or something like that, I want you to grab it and take it away from him.
I'll put out my foot or something like that.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, Jerry.
All right. Thanks, man.